In the early 70s, a young German named Herbert Morgenroth came to Western New York to study and teach at the University at Buffalo. He saw that the city and his home of Dortmund, Germany, had many things in common, being home to steel production and great architecture, and having similar geography and neighborly residents. In 1974, he went to Buffalo Mayor Stanley Mikowski with the idea for a sister city relationship. State Assemblyman Robin Schiminger remembers that Mikowski, who was supportive of the idea, wasn't the only one.
Amongst the German-American community in Western New York, there was a real interest in seeing a relationship with a German city take off. So all the pieces were there.
In his office in Kenmore, Schiminger thumbs through the crisp, tan pages of a binder filled with newspaper articles, letters, and other memorabilia. It's a veritable trip through time in the early years of the Buffalo-Dortmund relationship. And then he finds a piece of familiar history.
Ah, here it is. The schedule.
So that's the trip.
That's the trip, all in German. See if we have an English translation of it.
We don't, but Schiminger knows exactly what it is, a record of the first visit by a contingent of Buffalonians to the city of Dortmund. Educators, businessmen, artists, and government officials joined a chief from the Tuscarora Native American tribe, a black jazz ensemble, and even Buffalo disc jockey Shane Brother Shane Gibson in the trip across the sea. For many, it was their first time visiting Germany, and Schiminger, serving as chair of the newly formed Buffalo-Dortmund Committee, helped lead the trip.
Everyone on the trip certainly came to understand better what life was like there and the attitudes and customs of that place.
And that was the point, to foster an exchange of culture, ideas, civic growth, and friendship. And it worked. Within the next 3 years, Dortmund would send their own delegation to Buffalo, followed by a return visit from then-Mayor Jimmy Griffin to seal the sister city relationship. At the time, students were crossing the ocean, too. Retired Canisius College professor Jim McGoldrick and his wife Rita recall organizing visits for German high school students to be hosted by Buffalo-area families and for their children to be hosted in Dortmund.
German mothers were shocked that none of them had pajamas.
In Germany, everybody has pajamas on. Men, women, whoever. You have pajamas on.
But surprises aside, McGoldrick made sure that the visits were filled with diverse cultural and educational experiences. In Buffalo, it was more than just the usual sightseeing stops. There were visits to Native American reservations and Buffalo's black communities. Rita McGoldrick says Germans wanted to see minority areas at a time only a decade after the civil rights riots of the 60s.
They said, how could you treat them? They're people like you. How could you treat them? You know, but they didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure they meet them and talk to them. And that's what they did.
What came from the exchanges was a chance to experience parts of the world that might otherwise have never been accessible to Germans and Buffalonians. When Jim McGoldrick started approaching schools outside of the city, Greg Engel was one of the kids who heard his pitch. It was 1982, and Engel, a junior at East Aurora High School studying German, jumped at the chance.
Well, for a high school student to participate in a foreign program, I think that was the biggest attraction for me, to get out of East Aurora, to go to a new place, and to put my language skills to work.
Engel found more than an opportunity to use those skills. He found a second home. 36 years later, he still keeps in touch and visits with his host family, who he considers his second set of parents and siblings. Fast forward through the years, and the Buffalo-Dortmund sister city relationship saw hundreds, if not thousands, of Germans and Buffalonians travel back and forth across the ocean and build lasting personal ties. They celebrated milestone anniversaries and had a handful of official delegation visits, but grand activities mostly died down by the beginning of the millennium. 5 years ago, Engel and his wife Lynn, who had also been a student in the exchange, decided to see if the relationship between the two cities still existed. It did.
But it wasn't the same as when we were in high school.
The only part of the Buffalo-Dortmund relationship that remained a constant was the student exchange, which had narrowed to only one all-boys private school. The Engels were asked to take over the program and lead the Buffalo-Dortmund committee.
This was our chance, we felt at that point, to bring it back to where it was originally, a co-ed multicultural experience, and to this day, it's been a hit.
The Buffalo Dortmund student exchanges have expanded to include 6 Buffalo area schools. And outside of academics, the committee has come to work with the city once again in growing the overseas ties. This weekend, a delegation from Dortmund, including its Lord Mayor, has come to Buffalo to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the forming of the relationship and sign an agreement to continue it into the future. And with a current committee 12 members strong and intending to grow, the Engels already have their eyes set on getting the Buffalo-Dortmund sister city relationship to its 50th anniversary. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.